Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
It's time to dig into that big old giant record collection of mine and bring you those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio as I bring you my Relics and Rarity show. Happy Easter, everybody! Happy Passover! Day the Rave rocking in the No Static Attic! Bunny, well, pretty busy this time of the year. I couldn't get the Easter Bunny, but I got the Surf Bunny. 1963 on the Linda record label. Gene Gray and the Stingrays kicking off the Relics Rarity show. Yes, and what a cool Surf Bunny that is. Clark 5, and that was the hit record that was on the charts this very time in 1966. try too hard. Well, I might not try too hard, but I'm definitely going to try, that's for sure. You want me to promise to stay by you. Want me to promise to stay by you. It's on the Rocket Records label, The Twilights out of Philadelphia, featuring a very young Van McCoy. And I'm going to try, yes, I'm going to try and rock you. Easter Passover weekend, here's Steppenwolf. She asked me, maybe I could share a sorrow for all the men that try to treat her wrong. Though just a baby awaiting her tomorrow. It's rock me, baby, rock me, baby. So That sounds like pretty good advice to me. Dave the Rave rocking you on my Relics and Rarity Show, the great sound of Steppenwolf. And, wow, it's been a long time since I've played that record, but I love that record. Steppenwolf and Rock Me.
He's got a turntable, and he knows how to use it. Relics and Rarities with another collectible cut from Dave the Rave.
Love me, I double double dare you to care. I double double dare you to love me. I single double triple double single double triple double single double triple double dare. Yeah, yeah. I double double dare you to hold me and look right in my eyes. Double dare you to hold me and tell me all those lies. Oh, well, I know you love your daddy. I'm sure he loves his child. But if you want me to rock your baby, let me be your loving daddy. For I'll be your loving daddy. Do your loving daddy for a while. Cause I double, double dare you to love me. Cause I double, double dare you to care. I double, double dare you to love me. I single, double, triple, double, single, double, triple, double, single, double, triple, double dare. Your baby, let me be your loving daddy for a be your loving daddy, be your loving daddy for a while. Cause I double, double dare you to love me. Yes, I double, double dare you to care. I'll double, double dare you to love me. Will I single, double, triple, double, single, double, triple, double.
She wants to take on that double double dare, huh? Who wants to love Dave the Rave, a record geek? A guy who spends all his money on 45s, a record hoarder, that's me. Summer of 1964 on the VJ record label, Hoyt Axton, who sang and wrote the song Double Double Dare. We head out to Chicago. Great soul from the Dells. Classic, classic soul on the Relics of Rarity Show. And yes, it's a tune called There Is.
Trouble.
Top 20 for the Dells in early 1968. That's classic soul. The Dells, and there is... And there is my train.
For the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Well, Dave, the Ray is going to take you up to Buffalo, New York right now. Yes, I got a very cool 45 that, believe it or not, was the follow-up. It was the follow-up record to one of our Mystery Oldie records from just last week or 2 weeks ago. And this record should have been a hit record for these guys, the Joe Jeffrey Group. Fall of 1969. It's called Dreamin' Till Then.
Each night I keep dreaming, dreaming of you, baby. Don't know how I'm missing you. Oh yeah. All I know is things aren't right. I'm turn to turn for every night. Oh baby, baby, just thinking of you. It's been a way too long, girl. Seems like years, baby.
Joe Jeffrey Group after My Pledge of Love, which scored pretty well on the national charts. They had to be thinking that this was going to be a pretty big hit as well because it had a great sound to it. Joe Jeffrey Group on the Wand record label from fall of 1969 in a tune called Dream Until Then. I know David Smyska, he digs the Joe Jeffrey Group. In fact, he was one of our Mystery Oldie winners on My Pledge of Love, even though I forgot to announce him. David Smyska from Stonebank, Wisconsin, loving that Joe Jeffrey Group record, which only peaked on the Billboard National Chart to number 108. A great song following up a great record of My Pledge of Love. Dream Until Then, Joe Jeffrey Group. Nothing like live radio, that's for sure. Dave the Rave, my Relics of Rarity show here in the No Static Attic.
This is Dave the Rave.
Keep the ball rolling, keep the ball rolling. Girl, the name of the game is love.
Home of Relics and Rarities in the No Static Attic.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
You wanna know why I'm grieving so, and just why I'm feeling so blue. Put yourself in my shoes and you'll see just what's worrying me. Now if the one and only girl that you love in this whole wide world would suddenly come and say we're through, giving all the love you had. Just when you know you've got it bad, without a warning she reveals there's someone new. You'd be crying,
you'd be crying.
Believe me, you'd be crying,
you'd be crying.
Oh, yes, my friend, you'd be crying,
you'd be crying.
Probably see the tears in my eyes. Stone Smash. I can relate to that record, sadly. It's Great Solar from 1963 on the Keith record label. The Matadors, and the tune called You'd Be Crying Too. Cool record to find out there on that Soul Patrol. Late 1960. That was the top 20 national hit record for the Drifters. Of course, they had so many hits. Classic from the Drifters and I Count the Tears. Happy Easter, happy Passover, everybody. And by request for Kevin Buxton, he always comes up with these cool records.
I still love you. When I
another great request from Kevin Buxton, Campbellsport, Wisconsin. He must have stayed up late at night like I did, listened to all those like radio stations off in the distance to come up with all these great lost 45s on the Autumn record label out of San Francisco, the group called The Vegetables, and a tune called I Still Love You, which actually hit the Billboard charts late 65, well, kind of like the fall of 65, peaking at number 84 on that Billboard Top 100, and a record which only peaked for one week only on the Billboard charts at number 99. And despite not having national success, and this was very odd, because one of the stations that I grew up listening to was WABC in New York. And of course, WABC typically didn't get on a record. They didn't really expose any record until it really had, like, you know, more national exposure. But this at one time was a WABC pick hit. Despite only that one chart entry, that one week only, number 99 of the Billboard Top 100. Summer of 1964, of course, everybody was jumping on those records coming over from England. And this was an artist from London, England, by the name of Bobby Shafto, called She's My Girl. Despite that one chart entry into the Billboard Top 100 from July of 64, Bobby Shafto on the Rust record label and She's My Girl, he actually had some other very cool records that we'll get to in some future weeks. Bobby Shafto, I guess in a way, regionally, a one-hit wonder, but we'll discover some other cool records from Bobby Shafto. Day of the Rave, you're a record geek. It's my Relics and Rarity show. Of course, I love this guy. Peter Noon, Herman's Hermits, one of my favorites.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat?
Hans Hermits. Can't you hear my heartbeat? Well, it used to beat. It really did. At one time, it was beating, but now I'm just stuck playing all these 45s for all my listeners.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Yes, and that little girl that I loved, well, she's gone! Where did she go? Out those nuggets out of the garage. A group out of Kokomo, Indiana, and a group that's got a name that, well, maybe you had this on your Passover Seder plate or table there. Yes, Mogen David and the Grapes of Wrath out of Kokomo, Indiana. They're from the early 1967 on the Cha-Cha record label, and a very cool garage nugget for sure, a tune called Little Girl Gone. Day of the Rave here, it's my Relics and Rarity show, playing all those great lost 45s, those cool hit records. And of course, if you've got a special lost 45, well, take the Relics and Rarities challenge. Day of the Rave with all the records you crave, just send me an email. I'll find the record for you. My email address, dave@davetherave.com.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Holiday weekend.
Yes, not just Easter weekend. Of course, we celebrated the beginning of Passover just the other day. So happy Easter, happy Passover, everybody.
This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land
make this land our own. Until I die, this land is mine.
LP cut from 1963 off of a Dupree's LP on the Co-Ed record label. A perfect song for the Passover holiday, Dupree's and Exodus. Well, last week, this was my mystery oldie 45. We'll find out momentarily if anybody figured out my mystery record. And, of course, a brand new mystery oldie 45 coming up for you momentarily right here on the Relics and Rarity Show. Last week's Mystery Oldie 45, and it sounded a lot like her big hit of Hypnotize. Linda Jones out of Newark, New Jersey on the Loma record label, Give My Love a Try. Yes, congratulations to the Mystery Oldie winners, Kevin Buxton, Wisconsin, Dawn and Larry Kukan, South Plainfield, New Jersey, down in South Beach, Florida, Santi, Duluth, Minnesota, Roger Nesjay, Tim Williams down in North Carolina, Dennis Romanek in Summers Point, New Jersey, and brand new grandparents, not for the first time, but grandparents all over again, Bill and Debbie Wanner. Yes, their daughter Elizabeth and their son-in-law Paul just had a little baby girl, the first baby girl by the name of Abigail. So congratulations, Bill and Debbie Wanner, Mystery Oldie winners, and brand new grandparents. How very exciting that is, that's for sure. Dave the Rave here on the Relics of Rarity Show, bringing you a new This Week's Mystery Oldie 45. It's one guess only. We play just for fun. You can call me up now and after the show as well, 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. Or email me, and in the subject of that email, be sure to write down Mystery Oldie. It's one guess only. Who is singing this next record? Good luck to everyone.
Am I to face these lonely hearts alone? And when you leave, who's gonna walk me home?
Don't cry out of my life, baby, don't be a fool.
Thousands of listeners are hitting the Shazam app right now. No, no cheating now. Do whatever you got to do. But who did the record? Once again, call me up at 609-948-4487 or simply email me dave@davetherave.com. Just for fun, we play Who Did That Last Record?
This is Relics and Rarities. And Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 115,000 45s here in the Relics and Rarities vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. Cool record here from the fall of 63. That fell through the cracks. Yes, that deserved to be a hit record, especially like in the market like Philadelphia. I could see that to be a big Philly record because it was produced and written out of Philadelphia by John Madera and Dave White. Of course, Dave White, one of the original members of Danny and the Juniors, who sadly just lost another member, Joe Terry, now up there in rock and roll heaven as well. The Lavelles. The Lavelles on the Mercury record label. It's a tune called Mixed Up Girl. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week. That's going to do it for my Relics and Rarity show. Yes, I had a blast. I'd love playing a record for you, even on special weekends. Happy Easter, everybody. Hope you're gathering together with family and having a very special day. Happy Passover. Yes. Holiday weekend for sure. If you've got a lost 45, once again, Dave the Rave with all the records you crave, email me. Take the Relics of Rarities Challenge, dave@davetherave.com, or call me up. And while you're at it, take a guess on that mystery oldie 45, 609-948-4487. You can find some archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.